From the front line.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fan. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Chris.
Lord have mercy. Welcome to your therapy session of the week, post-game roundtable. In the final analysis is going to say New York Giants 30, Chicago Bears 27. In my speak, you know, I'm from Brooklyn. I just like to say, what the fuck was that? I don't know what the fuck was going on. That was the wildest shit I ever saw in my life. Anyway, this blue team knows how to give you a heart attack. Let me tell you, they understand that process completely. Welcome, Noah. It's the professor on the line here, 929-477-4171. This is the Bleed Blue Show, y'all. You know, check us out if you can't call in, because I know you do want to call in, though. I know you want to call in and speak your piece, but if you can't, you know, we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Bleed Blue Show, Bleed Blue Show, BleedBlueShow.com, no matter how you face it. I don't do the lead-ins, man. We have something as dramatic as I just saw it for the last 5 hours. What I like to do is I like to just ball right on in there, man. Hey, listen, let's speak it. Let's get it off our mind. That was friggin' traumatic. This game should have been over an hour ago. I don't know what the hell we're made of sometimes, and I don't know what the hell we're capable of sometimes. This is just, I guess this is why we're on Earth. Again, 929-477-4171. Let's start with the roundtable. Big O, you're at the top, sir. Peace and blessings.
What's up, man?
What's up? Man, what the hell was that? What was that?
What did I tell you, man? What did I tell you a couple of weeks ago?
How does this show
right now,
open? It ain't going to work,
man. If you're a Giants fan, that wanted to see the upset, and that was ready for this game to be over a long time ago, you should be taking muscle relaxers right now because your ass cheeks is tight as shit.
Muscle
Everything
reactors.
Is tight.
Because
I told you, this is the type of team we are. We just find a way to make it tough. That's just us. We can't win nothing clean. We'll beat a sorry team, and people rooting like we're back. Then we play a game that we're supposed to put away. The onside kick was just unbelievable. Odell froze and stared it down, and I'm just looking at this like, is this going on? Is this what really? Okay, all right, this is it. I'm just going to have to accept it. For the rest of my life, this is just what the Giants are going to be, I guess. A team that's just going to have great we'll beat teams, but it's just going to always be nail-biters, man. We'll look like we're winning the game during the game, and then at the end of the game, it's just going to be a nail biter. It's going to be a tough. I just don't know what that was, man. I'm telling you, man.
I can't tell you what it was.
The type of team we are. We're not. And as Sim said it best earlier, bad teams find a way to lose games. We just try to find a way to lose this game, and it just didn't happen. It was just meant to be an upset. This was a trap game. You remember I picked it? I never really was supposed to pick the Giants, but I just said, you know what, because that last caller did say it was a trap game, and I really thought about it. I said, you know,
right.
It could be a trap game for the Chicago. But you know what? I picked the Giants. That's the only reason why I picked it. And look, it was tough. I mean, we had a chance to beat the brakes off of them. I really thought we was going to have a 10-point. We was going to beat them by 10. But then it just can't. The real Giants just started doing what they do, make it tough.
The real time.
I was like, oh, my God, this is not happening. And if we lose this game, man, I wouldn't be able to tell you who lost it. It was just, I can't say it was coaching. I can't say I don't know what it was. It was just, it just happened,
I don't know
man.
What that was.
It just happens, man. But we won. That's hey, we won.
We did win.
Hey,
we did win. I'm never going to be able to figure out. It was an upset.
It was an upset. Hey, but
besides an upset, just an upset. Leave it alone. I mean,
that's
do
it.
I leave it alone? Do I just call it an upset?
That's
and
it.
Be done?
You just leave it alone. It's an upset. We move on to the next week. That's it. I mean, I really ain't got too much to say about it. I'm just like, wow. Okay. Next week. It is what it is, man. That was those games that take years off your life. And see, this is that I don't, I didn't really get too emotional because I knew it. I just sat back and say, I'ma just watch and see how this thing plays out. Cause I'm just accepting it now. It is what it is.
Right.
It is what it is. Usually I'll be throwing shit and be mad as hell. Like, what the hell did that?
Well, you know, the matter is I did break my favorite glass. So yeah, you're right.
See?
This is that game.
See?
This is that game. I know. I don't know. I'm too old for this, man. I've been watching this team for almost 50 years, Big O. You know? And they never... Well, I thought I saw everything. This was just strange, man. I'm just trying to find the words. I'm trying to search it. Like, as if this is actual therapy. I need to know what the hell I just saw.
I'm telling you. I just couldn't. Just like, wow. Wow. A game that's wrapped, put in the bag, let's go take a shower. You know, we should be headed to the cars, the parking lot. Let's go home. And we find a way to make this, to sell more popcorn, to sell more concessions. I mean, really. It was just business. I don't know if it was a phone call was picked up and, like, stretched the game out, man. Like, what the hell was that? I don't know what that was, man. I really don't.
Oh,
and
man.
Commentator was already talking about, yo, it's the tough, this is the way the rules are now. This is the hardest, it's hard to really get an onside kick in the league right now. There's only three in the league. Yada, yada, yada. And boom, up. The Giants is the fourth team in the league. Are you kidding me? I'm like, this guy, no. I'm like, okay, now I'm starting to believe maybe the Giants. Maybe there's somebody in the office pissed off the gods somewhere down the line. Somebody sold some souls or some shit, and we paying for something because it just don't make no sense, man. Just don't make no sense.
I know it.
We got good players.
I know it.
Offensive line is starting to gel. Things are coming together, and we had a good win, and then we made it tough, man. We just came out of a damn overtime nail biter. Last damn play of the freaking – I couldn't believe it, man. I'm like, this is – unbelievable. Couldn't even put it away almost in overtime. That fourth down when they got it, I don't know what the hell we did. Unbelievable.
I don't know
we won, man.
We won. I'll leave it at that.
You can take another shot or two, sit back and just say, okay, let me get my thoughts back together, man. That's it.
All right. Big O, peace and blessings. Stay on the line.
Peace, man.
929-477-4171. The Giants defeated. They won. They defeated the Chicago Bears in overtime at home. I don't know what the hell that was. I still don't believe I actually saw an actual football game. We're going to roll around here. Frank, my man, what you see today, bro? Did you see a game?
Yo, you unmuted me, dude. What's going on? You ready for it?
Oh, shoot. Okay, I hit the wrong button, but you stay on anyway. Go ahead, definition.
Yes, sir. Hey, listen. I'm going to tell you right now, the entire team minus Eli Manning played a balls-out game. Eli Manning was the Achilles heel to this game. He had one interception, would have had two throwing into the Tampa 2 defense, throwing over the top when Eli was double coverage. What was he looking at? Short balls, long balls.
You never know what.
Come on, let's be real. I mean, if this quarterback is going to stay around another year, this guy right there, the spotlight was on him. We won the game, but everybody, every position, balled out. Eli Manning was the Achilles heel that kept Chicago in the game. Go ahead, Chris.
Tell me what you like. Tell me what you like.
I told you.
Tell me what you like.
What I out of what, the game or just Eli?
Well, just individual and performances, or something that stood out to you, something of that nature.
Ogletree showed up. I think that he was called out a lot on New York sports media about him being overpaid, taking a pay cut. He balled out today. Rojas played another spot on game. Saquon was. I don't know. I could say I don't know what to say about Saquon. There wasn't really any big chunk plays. The ball was spread around. There really wasn't nobody that took over the game. and dominated. But this game was a very interesting game. It was a trap game. I don't know who said it on the Thursday show, called this a trap game for the Bears, and it was a trap game. But, I mean, if this is the future going forward with Eli Manning, you know, the rest of this year and next year, we're in trouble. Because, you know, if we, per se, didn't have Eli in there, we even had LaLetta in there, per se, or even get our future quarterback, it's going to be a whole different situation. But Eli kept them in the game. That's all I wanted to say.
All right. Thanks, Definition. Appreciate you, bro.
Thank you.
You're on the line, babe. Oh, man. Okay, we're going to go. We got everybody that called in. I see you. So let's do our little two-minute spiel for everyone. Next up, my man Frank, where you at? Frank, spit for me, sir.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, I'm a little disappointed, but, I mean, Saquon was, to the last caller, Saquon was 24 for 125, so I don't call that a pretty mediocre play. I mean, the guy doesn't have to break out all the time. If you watch him how he plays at Penn State, he wasn't a breakout all the time. So that's just the way he runs. So I would say 24 for 125 as a rookie against the number one defense is pretty sick, if you ask me. They looked okay. They looked decent. Still didn't want them to win. They're trying to get those better draft picks. I just can't go with them this year. Can't go with it. Can't do it. Won't do it. It is what it is. And I'm out, but I hope to see you in January.
Yeah, I think you will. We'll talk about that offline. Thanks, sir. You probably will.
All right.
Appreciate you, Frank. Oh, man. Not you. 929-477-4171. Dre Graham. Dre Graham, I haven't heard from you in a minute. Talk to me.
Yo, listen. The crazy thing about this game is I didn't even, like, half the game I was following on my app. And then, like, the last 2 minutes of the game, I found somebody live streaming it on Facebook. So I saw it from when we was up by 10 in 2 minutes. All the way to the end of the game in overtime. But, man, hey, like I told y'all before, man, I'm fully convinced now that Mara gets 10% out of the Vegas odds when we cover the spread. It has to be true, man. Okay, I'm looking on my app. I'm following. Did Roche not kick a 57-yard field goal? And make it, was the app wrong on that? Because I didn't see that. Did that actually happen? Huh? What was the longest field goal?
I think it was 53. I could be off a couple of yards, but I think it was 53.
I think the app said 57. I don't know. Okay. 50,
oh,
so
if it's
53,
I think it's 57. I think it was. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I don't
all
know
right.
what.
Let's
man,
50,
you know what? 50. I really haven't been paying attention as far as because Rojas. But I've got to give him some credit. He's been spot on this year. Yeah.
But listen. Okay. He kicked. Let's just say it was a long field goal. He kicked a long field goal, right? Okay. So we was up 17-24. Why did we punt the ball when it was a 40-yard field goal? Why did we punt it to him?
Because we're the New York. No,
why? Because we're up by 7. And we have to give them a chance to come back. Like I said before, man, 1 point, 2 point, a half a point, if possible, a half a point. We're going to play conservative, and we're going to hang on to that lead, which brings me back to Mara has to have his hands in Vegas when we cover the spread. Because as long as we cover the spread, it don't matter if we win or lose. That's the only, man, listen. That's the only thing that I and then what the hell was wrong with Beckham? I saw that onside kick.
That
okay,
was the key
Beckham.
Part of the game to me.
Oh, okay.
That
Beckham,
was the
you
key part of the game.
Staring,
me. That
you
one
sitting
and
there staring
then,
at the
and drop
yeah.
The
yeah, you sitting there staring yeah. at the ball. Okay, I guess you're waiting for it to go 10 yards. Newsflash: if you catch the ball before it goes 10 yards, it's not a flag on us, dummy. It's a flag on them. Why would you wait for the ball to go 10 yards? Just go for it. You're a receiver. You don't wait for balls. That's why That's why you're successful with the league. You don't wait for the ball. You go and you get it. The ball is coming your way. Don't stare at it and make sure it goes 10 yards. If it don't go 10 yards, we don't give a damn. They're going to get flagged for it as long as you recover it. You see what I'm saying? I don't know, man. That is, it's like our games is rigged or something, man.
Don't go there yet, man. We'll save that for the pregame.
I don't have that much to say because, like I said, I didn't see the game. I saw like the end of it, so I really can't talk. I can speak on what I saw with my own eyes, and that was the last 2 minutes of the regular game all the way into overtime. So I missed the whole damn game except for the end, but
it's on your Giants.com. I know, but go check your highlights and come on back. So when I come around, I'll get you again. All right. That's Dre Graham, 929-477-4171. Where's Christian at? You on the line, girlfriend?
Hi, Chris. How are you?
All right. What you see?
All right, let's start off with what the fuck happened today. Really, right now?
I couldn't tell you what happened. Huh?
I said really. Hello? Right now. I don't get it.
Nobody does.
I don't understand it. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no more rhythm. There's no nothing anymore. The three fumbles and all saved by the same damn team.
Yeah, no.
Really, right now?
Well,
it's like we fell apart. I'm not going to knock us all the way around. I'm going to say fantastic plays by OBJ. Barkley did a pretty decent job today. Eli, I don't know what he's looking at anymore. I really don't. I'm so frustrated with him. I don't know why we don't try Lauletta. I'm still waiting for them to try this kid out. He's a dynamite kid, I think. I'm waiting for it. I'm still waiting for it, and it's not going to happen. It's crazy. We're our own worst enemy.
I thought this was the week. Yeah.
I thought it was.
I thought this was the Lauletta week.
Honestly. Yeah, that's what I thought. I was anticipating Lauletta
to
start, and
yeah,
it's too bad. I was so disappointed.
I don't even know what to say. It was.
I know.
Because you can't. There were so many mistakes, and there were so many errors mentally. And
yes,
I don't know how many were. I kind of got lost because I don't remember how many coaching mistakes there were anymore.
Oh, I know. It was a mess.
It was just bad. I just didn't get it.
From one after another.
I don't know.
And
don't
he
know.
Had the nerve to be shaking his head. And I'm looking at him like, you're the man right now. What are you waiting for?
I know.
Wheeler, I don't know what's going on with him. It's like a train wreck. They're like an accident waiting to happen. I hate to sound like Stephen A. I really do.
Oh, don't bring him up.
I'm sorry, but the way they fall apart, you come busting out of the gate, and then you just, that's it. You kind of give up, and you get too lax.
But we did it the other way around last week.
But that's what I mean. We can't get it right.
We
no
can't,
rhythm,
we can't
like
put
I
the
said.
Together.
Absolutely no rhythm.
Stay on
bad
the line. Stay on the line.
Simonson and Ellison.
That sounds like a lawyer firm. But wait a minute. Stay on the line for a minute. I got to move around for a minute because I want to hear you on a rebound here. Hold on a second.
Okay.
All right. For the record, Big O, you up? Asim, Manny Dogs, all you guys, hold on. Robbie, hold on, because I got to hear what you got to say about this. G6, talk to me.
Man, why everybody? We won. Why is everybody so negative, man?
I know, but this is the Giants fans. These are Giants fans.
Why?
This is what we do.
Dude,
I'm part of this.
We won a game. There's no reason to be negative in this game. We know who the Giants are this year. We know the flaws. We've been talking about it all year. There's no reason to keep beating the same drum. We won a game. Let's be happy. Let's be merry. Let's eat some good Sunday dinner. You're going to sleep better tonight. And we won. Nothing's going to change from last week or the week before. Nothing. So,
hey, let me ask
take
you
away the positive.
That Krista said. Let me ask you, let me, G6, what is it, why do you think we can't put two quarters together? I mean, two halves together, man. Why, I mean, honestly, what's the genesis of the inconsistency?
Chris, I've been saying it all year. We're not a complete team yet. If you thought this team ain't supposed to put together two halves, because we still, this team is players away from being consistent. You have to be patient. Let Gettleman do his job. He'll get players in here as we move along. And then you'll see the Giants put together a solid game. You'll see them start to be more consistent as we go along down this trail. But this year, we don't have the personnel on either side of the ball, not the complete personnel. We have stars. We know that. We have good players. We know that. But this team is not complete. It's not a complete squad. So you're not going to get consistent ball like that. The coaches are still learning their personnel. This is their first year. Give them a break. Relax. In 3 years, if we're still doing this, then you can wring everybody's neck at the organization. But for right now, be glad we won. You see flashes of what we're probably going to be. And that has to be encouraging when you got a Barkley, a Beckham. Shep showed up today. B.J. Hill had, what, 3-4 sacks? He's a rookie.
Yeah.
So when you got rookies flashing like that and showing you that they can play, that's a slam dunk for Gettleman. You drafted that kid in the, what, third round? That's a slam dunk. You got a guy like B.J. Webb who has earned a depth spot next year on his team. Is he a starter? No. But he's earned the right to come back as a depth player. When you – take away positives. That's all you need to think about in this game. Anything, hey, we can talk about Eli Manning all day long. Man, everybody on this phone call done said something about Eli Manning. Dude, at the end of the day, he's capable. And as long as he's capable, he's going to be the Giants quarterback. Does he make mistakes? Yeah. But I've come to realize, Chris, you know what? As long as that man can move the ball up and down the field, and he got time, and his arm is still strong enough to get it down to Beckham. We all just need to relax. Gettleman knows what he's doing. Relax.
But G6, they don't have to give me heart palpitations while they're at it. All right.
I mean,
they're gonna do that to me, man.
They're gonna do that.
Okay.
They're gonna do that, man, because they're not a complete team. Week in and week out, Chris. Anybody on the line that's listening, listen, guys. This team is not a complete roster to compete in week in and week out, especially with a team like the Bears, who's 8-3. So you're going to have games. Most of the games are going to be like this right now. They're learning to still play together, win games. You have to learn to pull games out. You have to learn to put people away. That just doesn't come overnight. You have to learn to do that and work as a team to do that. It just takes time, y'all. That's it. That's
the
it, man. I'm happy,
reason.
Though. We have four wins, man. We it's more than last year, and
we got the same amount of ground.
I'm happy, man. I'm happy. How many games we won last year, Chris? We won more than last year.
Yeah, which means we're good.
Thanks.
That means I look at it like this, G6. We good enough for right now, the fifth pick of the draft. I like it like that.
Hey,
all right,
that pick.
I'm good.
Make the team better. We'll keep going. All right, man.
All right, Chief. Talk to you in a minute. 929-477-4171. Hey, you know what, Asim? Asim's on the line. You know what? Remember that when I was a little kid, we used to do this thing. It's like everybody had to run. It's like a hide and seek game, and we used to go ring around the rosy, catch a pull of posies, all fall down, or something like that, right? And you had to close your eyes and all that. People had to run and hide. Then when you opened your eyes. You saw somebody sitting there and they hadn't hit yet, you'd be shocked, right? That's the kind of game that the that the Giants just gave me. Everything was fine until the middle of the fourth quarter. And then they helter-skelter me. But I have a feeling you didn't feel that way. I have a feeling you felt pretty much the way G6 did. Like, oh, I'm not surprised. How close am I?
Hey, man, I wasn't surprised, man. At the end of the day, man, bad teams find ways to lose games, bro, and they almost found a way to lose the game. And let's be real. If they didn't have their backup quarterback, they'd probably win that game against us today, man. So it is what it is. They got the win. It was, you know, it's good for morale. It shows that the coach hasn't lost the locker room. But, you know, I'm pretty sure management know the positions they need to address and the people they need to get in there, and they'll be good. But you, Chris, you got to be brought to task on something. You need to get the button ready, hit the crow. I remember last year you were one of the main people, boy, calling for Andre Rosas' head, bro. That man that missed one field goal this year and hit a 57-yarder. What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's about that time. Right. That man is going to the Pro Bowl this year. 25 or 26 field goals and a 57-yarder to boot, man. Yeah. Yeah, man. And me and Jet was trying to tell you, man, he's a young dude. It's his first year. Give him some time. And he bounced back in a big way this year.
Corrected. I apologize. I give Mr. Rojas my utmost attention. I want him to forgive me. And there I am. I digress. But I tell you what, the other kicker, Riley Dixon or whatever, I don't want to see him again. I see him 9 times again. I see him 9 times again. I don't want to see that guy no more. He's the simple, you know, he's like bad luck Sleprock to me. Every time I see him, that means we screwed up. Every time. It bothers me. It hurts me. I'm in pain when I see Dixon. Every time. You know?
Yeah.
What happens in a Giant game is you don't want to get up from the TV. Well, anybody else, you can walk away. The Giants, you have this thing that you're licensed with where you're like, okay, now I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch my boys all the way through. But when he comes in the game, I just want to take a long fucking drive. Excuse my expression. Sorry. I slipped. Anyway. Okay, you're right. You're right, Sam. I apologize, man. Would you and the rest of the fellas, like the G6, forgive a brother? Please. I did mess up.
I'm
apologetic. G6, am I good?
You forgive.
Oh, yeah.
You forgive it, man.
Okay.
But, like Jeff said, man, you got to give Gettleman and them some time to further finish fixing this thing. The man cannot come in and in one draft and one free agent offseason fix 10 years worth of bad drafts and free agent signings. It's impossible, man. Bill Belichick couldn't fix this in 1 year, man. So that's pretty much where we at, man. You know, a lot of people forgot. They just looked at the talent. This is a new offensive system, a new defensive system. And you usually don't start getting comfortable in your system until the halfway point of the season, which was probably that San Francisco game that we had. That was game number 9. So usually around midseason is when you start kind of getting the gel together on both sides of the ball. When you got a new system going. So, you know, it's not a surprise to see this type of effort from them and see what they're doing now. You know, they're starting to creep a little bit towards more consistency, but they still got to put 4 quarters and 2 halves together, and they haven't really done it this season. So, you know, eventually they'll do a 1 game this year. They'll probably sneak out one more win at some point during the season. What kind of stings for me, though, is, if you could have just pulled out that damn game last week, man. If you could have just pulled out that game last week with the win you got this week, boy, you'd have had some buttholes in Dallas and Washington real tight right about now. But you gave them extra. You gave them extra room to breathe. So, it is what it is, man. But it's a good team win, and you know, just got to see what we could do as far as upgrading the roster in the offseason to make this a better team.
Just assume the champ himself. Thank you, my man. Always a pleasure. Oh, man. I tell you. Okay, so everybody, as you guys know, has already been alluded to, we are 4-8 now. And I know what we're thinking because we're Giant fans. We're thinking about next year, as usual. And I don't know. That's a pregame thing. And I hope you guys will show up on Thursday so we can discuss it. 929-477-4171. I'm letting everybody talk today. You notice there ain't no buzzer. I want you guys to breathe it out, but I'm going to stop you when you get crazy. So you know. This is your boy. Hey, and remember, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, we all on that stuff. BleedBlueShow.com if you can't call in. Robbie, then Manny Dawes. Robbie, what's up?
Hey, man, stop with the negative, boys. What the hell?
Hey, I'm not negative.
I'm saying some of the people that's come on here, man, look, I'm the one that's hated Eli Manning for forever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but look, man, this is the league's top defense. This is an 8-3 team, and I don't care if it was Chase Daniels or Mitchell Trubisky. This is a feel-good win, bro. The draft position thing, I get it. We're out of the playoffs. I get it. That all sucks. I hear everyone's points. But don't be negative on this one, man. This feels good. I mean, this is a statement win. I mean, I have a lot of friends that come after my Giants every week. They have nothing to say right now, man. That's a statement win. Did we mess up along the way? Did we blow it? Of course. A lead is never safe with the Giants. We know this. We all knew this. And I said that when we were up by 10 to my friends. I was like, we're going to blow it. It's what we do, man. But we won the game. We won the game. This is not like we beat the Bucks or we beat somebody. This is an 8-3 potentially Super Bowl team with the number one defense in the league, and we beat them at home with a bum squad.
Why does everybody?
That's cool, man. That's cool.
Okay.
You know, that's cool,
cool,
man.
What did you see cool like, today? What did you see cool today? Tell me
what
I'm really
that we won. That we won. Look, this is the thing.
No, I mean performance-wise, individual performance-wise, if you will.
I mean, Odell, first off, Odell has thrown 240-plus yard touchdowns this year. Eli Manning has zero. That's interesting. that's cool. And I think a big thing, too, is Khalil Mack really was a non-factor today. Say what you want.
He really was
a non-factor. He had that one big play against Chad Wheeler and Solder and such. But as a whole, man, that's the best defensive player in the league, in my opinion. And he was kind of a non-factor as a whole, and that's pretty crazy. Barkley played great. Odell played literally quarterback, wide receiver. He was all over the place. He had fun. There was just smiles, man. Shurmur was calling more aggressive plays because we could. It's a good win, man. Like, hey, like I said, I hate Eli Manning. I can't stand Eli Manning. I can't stand him for the last 5 years. But today, man, I'm just happy. I'm just happy with this win. I don't know what's up with the negativity, man. Look, again, I don't know why we blow these things. I don't know why they can get onsides on us. And I don't know why any of these things happen with the Cohen touchdown. But it's what we do. It's what we do. Yeah. So you have to understand that. This is a weekly thing, bro. This is a weekly thing. It's nothing new. But take today as an 8-3 team with the top defense. We put up 30 points on them, man. Okay, come on, bro. Like, this is cool. Like, we're 4-8. Cool. We're not going to the playoffs. Cool. We wouldn't do shit in the playoffs. But this is a cool, feel-good win, man. Enjoy this one. Enjoy this win. I mean, this is a statement. This is good for next year. We beat this team. Period. We beat Amukamara. He came from us. Cool. Like, take some things out of this, man, and take it as it was cool. B.J. Hill, 3 sacks. Our O-line looked a lot better for the most part. I mean, shit. Like I said, just take some positives out of this. I'm the one that's negative all the time. Take some positives out of this. Understand this is a huge win. This is a great team that can be in the Super Bowl. And I don't care who the quarterback was, we beat them. So it's cool, man. It just feels good. That's about it, man. I got nothing bad to say right now. And I don't even like Eli Manning. But I love this win, man. I love it.
Dad, put this down for archival prosperity. That's Robbie at Everything NYG. He loved the win. Thank you, bro. Appreciate you. Oh, man. Here's a guy. Our next caller, here's a guy who once actually said, and I thought about him the other night when Dak Prescott threw a ball down to Gallup and it was called back, but it was going to be, or no, he overthrew him actually, but he beat the New Orleans cornerback, Eli Apple. And there was a guy, there's a caller on our line who once said this.
Eli Apple need to go drown himself. I'm telling you. The dude is a liability. He couldn't cover a twin bed with a queen size blanket.
Damn. You remember that? That's the incomparable Manny Dogs. The incomparable Manny Dogs is on the line.
Come on, man. Come on, and it holds true today. You
Maddie
know
Dog.
Who else? You know who else can join him in that drowning party?
Who's that?
Olivier Vernon.
Oh, well, you know, no, wait a minute,
now,
give him a benefit of the doubt today now.
No.
Give him a little bit.
No.
He helped
no.
out a little bit. Be fair now.
You know
be
what?
Fair. Come on
here's,
now.
Here's what I'm going to do, Chris. Here's what I'm going to do, Chris, because I was instantly disgusted on the beginning of the show. I'm instantly disgusted because we beat the Bears. We beat the Bears.
Yes, we did.
And nobody gave us a shot. And you know me, Chris, I am not a let's tank the season and get a fucking draft pick. I'm never that guy.
Right.
I'm never going to be him. In fact, if you're that person, stay the fuck away from me, excuse my language. I'm not that person. And I don't want to be anybody's friend. Who's that person? Because, if I go to war, I want warriors. I don't want a farmer. That's what we got. Then you need some fans. It's like 300, bro. And he's going around and he's saying, yo, what do you do? You remember that scene? What do you do? I'm a welder.
I sure do.
I'm an ironsmith.
I'm a welder.
You right? And he goes,
yeah.
Spartan, what do you do? Who? That's what I do.
Yep.
That's what Big Blue does. That's what the Giants do. And if you over here telling me you're an ironsmith and you're a welder, they're going to be with them. We warriors out here. We warriors out here. Now.
I'm sorry. We had a Hollis moment here.
We had a moment. We had a moment there.
Son,
the refs did everything they possibly could. Son,
I know nobody on the line gets this. I got to stop, but I'm going to stop. Okay,
I get it.
Man.
I love it. That's my movie, son.
Google it. Warriors.
Yeah, Google that. Y'all need that in your life. Listen, I heard somebody say that they couldn't remember there was no chunk plays from Saquon. What? What game were you watching? Yo, he literally did a split Van Damme style over somebody's head.
Yeah, he did.
And took
he
off
did.
Like 20. In overtime, he had a 29-yard run. What's a chunk then?
Oh.
And then I hate, because I want to celebrate. You know how happy I was when I called? I was like, yo, I'm going to hear great shit. And to hear the negativity,
yep.
And then to hear... Oh, Eli.
Okay. All right. Let me bust in right now.
Okay.
I'm not. Hey,
go ahead.
Stay right there, Manny Dogs. Cause hold on. No, I'm gonna make a point to everybody. Cause
right.
Jason's on the line. Big O's on the line.
Oh yes.
Sim's
yeah,
on the line.
Let's
Chris
go.
Is still
let's
here.
Go. Let's go.
He's sick.
Yeah, I'm on the way for
here.
You, Mr. Lynn.
You know, Jason's
hey.
Still here.
Okay, hey,
Billy Bob is here.
Hold on,
because this is a big old problem.
All right.
Okay? Now,
all right.
This is what I'm thinking about. What I'm thinking about is, what I'm looking, okay, so I'm in front of the console now, and I see everybody's faces, right? And I'm looking, and I'm saying, okay, this is my man right here, and this is the coolest guy over here. She knows her shit over here, and G6 is the reliable cat here, and the Sims is my man from way back. And I'm looking at all of this, right? Faces my college guy, and I'm looking at all y'all, and I'm just really one getting this now. It just occurred to me that, yeah, so far in the last 28 minutes or so, we have had a negative show. Okay?
Yeah!
We've had a losing season.
Yeah.
We haven't
yeah!
had a lot of things go right. But we've lost in the sauce of the fact that we want instant gratification, and we forget that we're rebuilding. We forget that
yes.
we're a work in progress. We forget that
yes.
we have new personnel. We forget
mm-hmm.
that this is a brand new scenario. Am mm-hmm. I right? So listen.
Absolutely.
From here on in,
absolutely.
Since we all have each other's company for the next 42 minutes, why don't we just all see the brightness of this shit? because probably we got enough power to make it happen in terms of – see, what I'm thinking long-term, y'all don't know yet, is I think we need to coalesce and get a hold of the brass and the giants and let our voices be heard. We got enough positive archival stuff here. And Azul does, you know, he does some really great shit. And we got enough stuff for to be heard by higher powers, powers that make changes and shit. So I think that since we all know our football, that we're all bought in fans, that we're all really invested in this bleed blue thing, I think we should be a little bit more positive on this shit. I really think we should.
I agree.
I think we should. And some of y'all,
said,
I don't open your mics. I'm waiting for you to say something. Bob, I don't have to open your mic because you already goddamn set the stage for this shit. Billy Bob, I'm waiting on you. Bakes, did you hear me, bro?
I'm ready, bro.
You know, I think that we should just take another spin on this and really relook this shit over and say, you know what, we did stay in this goddamn game against one of the better teams in the league. And I'm guilty of what I just said, too. We did stay in
Chris,
this game. We did fight. It wasn't beautiful. It wasn't pretty.
But Chris, like I said before, we could sit here and beat the drum on we've been hearing all year, Eli's this, Eli's that, the defense is this, defense is that. Dude, we won. So it's really no reason to keep beating the same drum. That's all I'm saying.
I see the light
I
now.
Mean, yeah. Fact.
Hey, man, I'm with y'all. The only thing that I got negative to say is they could have just pulled out that damn game last week, Mandy, bro. Like I said, it will be some tight buttholes. It will be some tight buttholes in Dallas and in Washington, bro. If they could
have
just pulled that game out, man, that's the game that's going
to
stick in the crow, bro. If they pulled that game out last week, on top of that, everybody is taking notice after that.
I'm so with you.
Yeah.
The owner's so much on that. That's strictly on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's coaching management. Period.
At the end of the day, no, it's not coaching. Eli Manning blew that game. But see, that's why I didn't call in last week, Chris, because I said, what?
Okay, wait, Joe. I want to talk about this game.
Girls,
I want to talk about that. I know we were just last game we screwed up.
You're wrong.
We screwed up.
He's doing
it.
He's doing his job.
Eli Manning blew the last game. Eli Manning blew the last
game. What happened to that
positive? No.
I didn't call in. That's why I didn't call in.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
There goes positivity.
Yep, there goes the positivity. Jason,
see,
you killed
see,
it.
You
killed
Bakes,
it. We were doing
week,
so well.
Last week was day. This week is about positivity. We're talking about last week right now.
I just said he wasn't
we're talking
doing
about
it. He was
last
Eli was doing his
last
job.
Week.
He was
talking about
doing his job.
You don't throw an interception.
Okay, hold on. I gotta make an announcement.
At the end of the half.
This is the post game roundtable, New York Giants post game. Wait a minute, G6. This is the post game roundtable, New York Giants 30, the Chicago Bears 27. You do hear us. Yeah, we're all talking at the same time. If we could keep our mics in the background low, we could do it roundtable style. Instagram. Bleed Blue Show. I'm just gonna turn this into a damn party right now. Why not? We have nothing else to lose.
Blame Sam. He brought up last week's game.
Bakes in the house. Robbie's in the house. Frank's here. Dre Graham's here. Christian's here. Sim's here. G6 is in the house as well. But we haven't heard from Billy Bob. Y'all let Billy Bob talk. Robbie's here, by the way. Frank's here. Billy Bob, we ain't heard from you, man. Say something nice, man. Come on now, because we all looking right in your grill as we speak.
Listen, I just came on here to say, man, I'm going to hunt for crow. I just eat my crow. How about anything?
You hunting for crow?
I'm here for it.
Really?
So I'm here for the crow.
Oh,
wow. That's all I'm here to do is eat my crow. I ain't got nothing to eat. Therefore, I'm just here to eat my crow like a man.
Billy Bob.
Smoke it down, Billy Bob. It's all good, dog.
It's all good, man.
Listen, my
hey,
point
Benny,
is,
my
point
with
is,
you, man. You make a decision, you live with it.
Listen, that's it, bro. Let's sit down and do the table and keep this strong. And I'm just good. I'm back to my feelings, bro.
All right. So listen, since we all bleed blue right now. All right, so this is what it is. I think this is a satisfying win at the end of the day. Okay, we did win. We did show a little heart, a lot of heart, actually. We did pretty good things today. But, and I think, you know what, it might be a shock to the system that we did win. I think it's a shock to the system that we actually did have, you know, right off the bat, you know, Ogletree took it in for, the, you know, a pick six and all that good stuff. Mm. And you start going, whoa. And you get, and they get your heart pumping, they get your adrenaline kind of rolling, and then somebody gets a tackle. I mean, misses a tackle, or somebody will get a stupid penalty, or somebody will drop something, and then or there'll be a coaching mistake, and then we'll look at each other and we'll go, we're back
there
on that shit again. And it just drops you. It just deflates the living shit out of you.
Yeah,
and
your
then
heart
you
drops.
Come on, your heart drops, Chris. And then you come on your show. Right now, you come on your show and you go, God damn it, Eli! Blah, 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 and you just don't know how to handle it.
Chris.
Yo.
Chris.
Yo, talk to me. Talk to me, bro.
Hey, I'll be telling you. At the end of the day, real fans, man, just on some real realness, man. I know everybody's on it. The end of the day, man, your team is not paying you no dollars to be a fan. That's fact.
No.
So going at each other's throat on how a level a person a fan is doesn't make no sense because that's just life. Nobody's just going to be that type of a fan just like you 100%. It's just not going to happen. You know, some people just like teams for dumb reasons. I know chicks who like the Giants just because of Odell Beckham or the colors and crap like that. You just can't tell them they're not a fan. It's just just life, man. It's just the balance of fans. Everybody's not going to be the same. So you're going to get some criticism. I know pretty much everybody on here happy the Giants won. I hope that you happy the Giants won. And I know most people,
sure.
You know, have a different strategy of being a Giant. I'm a Giant all the way through. Yeah, I call it like it is. If being truthful is being a hater, I think that's what people call it nowadays. I don't know what that is. But if truth is truth, man, you tell the truth, it's truth. It's not being hateful. It's just telling the truth. And it's sad we're in a society nowadays when you tell the truth, it's called hating or it's called being, being on the bad side of the stick, just like Colin Kaepernick. Again, we're going back to that. He did his protest.
Mm-hmm.
He's doing the right thing, and he's just deemed to be bad. And a lot of people would just want to justify it. I call it a person being brave and standing up for something he believes in. That's it. Point blank, period.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we all fans. We love the Giants. I don't care what kind of level of fan you is. You bleed blue. You know what I'm saying? Some people's going to tell the truth. Some people's not. And football is just not a candy-coated peaches and cream game. It's just not like that. It happens. You have situations. Today's game, again, I told you, today's game was just that type of game. You just sat back and you had the win. We was ready to go. Pack it up. Let's go. And we put ourselves in that situation. That was that is just like, you know, you're tired of that. You're kind of like, man, we always play tough, tight games. Like, we can never just breeze through and just say, we took this one and we took it convincingly. But, you know, it was a good game. There was no negativity in it. There's no negativity because I know a couple of people called in and was just saying some negative stuff. But, you know, you're going to get that, man. You're going to get it. So it is what it is, man. At the end of the day, I'm not going to knock them off and say they're not fans. They are fans, man. And I know I see what they see. At the end of the day, I'm never going to knock a win. I just hope just one day we can start winning and winning gracefully and make it look better, you know. But today's game was a good win. I called it. I said I picked the win. It is what it is, but – you know, we all fans, man. I'm never going to knock nobody's level of being a fan, man, no matter what the case may be. I respect all Giants.
And
fans.
I appreciate you for bleeding blue because you always bring it real. And some of your realness, Big O, some of it is really, really legendary, man.
This team, I mean, well, I learned today another thing today, too, man.
I have to.
That was close.
That was an all-time classic, man. It's an all-time classic.
Nice save.
Do you notice that the show begins with your voice? Azul got your show.
Right,
got the blue
right. I know,
show
man. It's not going
with your
man.
Voice.
It's not going with.
It's not going to work, man. That's your famous line. It's just,
right, man.
It's not going to work.
Right.
Charles,
I'm
it's
been Charles, man, JPP hand, man, it's not going to work, man.
Yeah, I see that too.
All right, man. I appreciate you, man. Thank you. Thank you for bringing the bridge
to this. The damn league in sacks. Ain't that some shit? I'm just telling you.
I know. All right, y'all. 9947741. Somebody hasn't spoken in a long while, even though we got all these mics open. And where's he at? Frank, you got anything to say at all?
Yeah, no, I'm here, man. I think it's all negative talk. I think it's more of that we're just used to not winning. And everybody's just, you know what I mean? Maybe some people are negative, and I could be one guilty of that. More of it is that we're just not used to winning. They do some stupid damn moves and plays and blow games with, you know, the leads and all that. It's over-exhausting, tiresome. You know what I mean? Mm. But, yes, we're all happy that the Giants beat this, like Robbie said, 8-3 team with the number one defense. I get it. You know what I mean? But I think that's where the negativism comes from, Chris, from some of us or a lot of us. Is that we're
right.
just the last two seasons, last three seasons, we're just not used to losing, you know, and now we are, and it's just negative. So you don't know when to throw a positive in there. So if you lead a negative life, you're going to feed that. You know what I mean? So that's where I think it comes from. So, but we all bleed blue, and we all know that. So that's just what we got to stick with, and just, you know, keep these guys going.
Gotcha. That's Frank, everybody. Christian, I ain't heard from you in a minute. What do you think?
Well, I thought it was a good win. Like I said before, it was. I think it was just sloppy. I'm not a hater. I love my boys.
Right.
I've been watching them since I was about 9 years
well,
old. I love them with all my heart. It's just frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I'm speaking out of frustration. You know, I think we are capable of taking half of these teams that we lost to. I honestly think that.
Yeah.
A lot of these games have slipped away from us,
whether
it was silly mistakes or missed tackles or missed passes or miscues in general. I think we're more than capable, and last week was hard, but this week, I felt a little better. I still think it was sloppy. I thought we could do a lot better. You know, we always let these guys catch up in the third and fourth quarter, and it just gets me defeated sometimes. So I do love my boys with all my heart, and I love everybody's different perspectives on the game. But for me, I just thought it was sloppy. I thought we could do a lot better. We just need to tighten up. We got a lot of but we have a few more years, and we'll be back on top again. I'm sure of it.
Yep. That's right. And I'm bought into that perspective as well. So I have to thank everybody for coming on with the fever and then leaning, you know, pulling back and looking at what we have and go, okay, all right. Because that's real fanship. That means you really bleed blue. Hey, Michiru. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys?
You've been listening?
How are you guys?
Have you been listening to the show? Yeah. Can you hear us?
I keep all the negativity, man. When is the win? I like the win.
We've calmed down now. We're chilling now.
Oh, we calmed down. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. We went. We went.
I mean, it's good, right? The win is good. Everybody likes it. I know. Probably Team Tunk don't like it, right? People who want to tank, you don't like it. You never cheer to the Giants now. I like it. I like to win, you know. So, but how about the Jack Rabbit? He showed up. He woke up.
Who's that? Who woke up? Say again. I missed it.
The Jackrabbit.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Because I really don't remember him. I'm really serious. I'm not trying to be funny. I don't remember much about. I really don't remember much about Jackrabbit or really Collins until the end of the game. I could be wrong, you guys, but I don't really. I just didn't fact. Maybe it was the way I was watching it. Because I was more invested in B.J. Hill, who played a hell of a game today.
Yeah. I agree.
Who else do I want to talk to? Now I'm having brain farts. I don't believe this. But some of the other people.
We all got the brain damage today. We all got the brain damage today.
I don't know what's going on. Yeah. I didn't even really remember Jackrabbit that much. I tell you what I do remember from this game. Cohen. From the Bears. Damn. He was all over the place. Did anybody else see that besides me? Damn.
Okay.
First downs. He threw a touchdown. He friggin' he made a key tackle. Man, he sold some popcorn. He sold some tickets at the concession. He had a Hennessy down at the tailgate. Dude was everywhere.
Yeah. Okay.
I think he's driving the team bus right now as we speak.
Okay.
I think he's running for Congress. I don't know what he's doing, man. But he was crazy. And I was like, we have a problem stopping guys like this. You know, earlier in the year was Kamara from New Orleans. I'm losing it, but somebody else gave us some hell. Was it McCaffrey? Somebody else gave us some hell too. We have a problem with these mobile running backs. So I'm really, really glad that we have Barkley because everybody else has a problem with him. Because I know he's in time, he's going to prove to be the best out of all of them. And I have to really echo. I stole that line actually from G6, who told me that when I saw him in person down in Charlotte. This is in time. This is going to be the best guy. So I'm really happy for 26. It didn't even look like he was working hard today. He just is that good. So that's one of the things. That's my positive for today's game, y'all. Saquon Barkley, man.
Okay.
He's I've got one positive. I got more, but that's the big one. I mean, this guy comes to play, and you better put you got to put some extra padding on to stop this cat. He's greasy as hell. He's what 230 or something like that, and he runs like he's friggin' 75 pounds or something, slip right through your arms. He's unbelievable. Hard to tackle. But I like him. All right, y'all. We talked enough about everything. Michiru, I'm gonna give you the first step at giving us the last word. And then
really,
later on,
did you get a Carl? Did you get the Carl?
Which one?
Did you get a Carl though? I mean, thank you, the Giants, for making our Monday good in Chicago. Thank you.
You just gave it to me. This is it right here. This is that actual call. You know, this is what I get. I get to talk to all 25 of you guys at one time, assuring that I'll feel better after a Giants win on Sunday. I'll feel better Monday morning, and I'll be hangover free. That's what it feels like. So, you have any last final thoughts, Michiru? Yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, you have any final thoughts, Michiru? Any final thoughts you want to say before you bleed blue and we out? Michiru?
Yeah?
Did I lose her?
Are you talking to me
now? Any final thoughts? Yes, I'm talking to you now.
No, I'm just happy. You know, living in Chicago, this win was big. Like I and Carl in Chicago was talking about, this is like our playoff game. So I'm glad we won. And now tomorrow we go to office. We can talk shit to all the Bears fans.
Yes, we can.
That's great.
Thank you. We really can.
Thank you.
That's right. Thank you, Michiru. Where's my man? Where's everybody at, man? You guys just kind of went silent on me, man. Normally y'all loud as hell.
You still online? You still out here? I might still open.
Wait a minute. Bill and Bob, hold up. I'm going to get y'all one by one. Y'all messed up. Hey. Okay, now all y'all left. Okay, anyway, Billy Bob. Steve's got some thoughts I want to convey. Go ahead, Steve. I mean, go ahead, Billy Bob. Go ahead, Billy Bob.
I still got my leftovers, man. I'm over here eating leftover cool, man. That's it. Come join me. Got my to-go box.
All right.
That's it.
That's what I'm going to give you. Hey, man, be on Thursday. That's all I'm saying for you. Just be on Thursday. Because you enjoy it when you call. All right, Chief. Billy Bob, that's it. Y'all, Blee Blue.
That's all I have. That's all I have.
All right, Chief. Frank, any final thoughts, man?
No, man, I said it. I'll talk to you offline. Blee Blue.
Yeah. Let's get together offline. We got some things I need to share with you. And I'll holler at you soon. Blee Blue, bro. All right, Maddie Dog, finish your point, homie. Your final thought.
My final thought.
Saquon
Barkley, hey, he killed that. He killed that debate, man. Whether we should have took him or not.
I see him in the house.
Hey.
It's like Eminem and Dr. Dre. If I love you more, I might be gay. And when I'm feeling down, you know just what to say. You my homie, yeah, you know me. And if you ever need a woman, I let any girl
call
me
off. Okay, thank you. We, music hours over, we gotta go back to football. Oh, my God. Oh, good,
hey,
man.
Listen, this is what I'm going to end with, man. Because through the ups and the downs today, we won.
Yeah.
And them Giants played like Warriors. Come out and play.
Man, I got to get that sound bite. I'm going to tell Azul he got to do that, man. Oh, my God.
Right,
we got to do it.
Hey, Bleed Blue, everybody, yo, love. Hey, and tell Billy Bob, save me a wing.
you mean one of those?
Yeah, save me a wing.
All right. Billy Bob, Matty Dog, right. Save him a wing, man.
I'm here, man. Hey, I got a whole bunch of leftovers, man. I'm going to hunt in. There's a lot of water.
Billy Bob and Matty are both crazy, and they both bleed blue. Y'all out, man. Y'all out. Dre Graham, man. Final thought?
Man, hey, can you hear me?
I got you.
Can you hear me? I don't know. Final
you.
Thoughts, man. Stop covering the spread on every damn game, man. We got a chance to knock them
out
the box. Just knock them out the box, man. That's all. That's all I got to say, man.
That's it. All right, Dre Graham, the house. All right, Bleed Blue, bro. Where's my man? Where's my man to film at? Final thoughts, sir. Assim. The champ. That mute button that
you don't know
how to use.
Final thought is not going to work, man. It's not going to work.
I wasn't ready for that.
Charles, before you ask me that question, Charles, man, JPP hand, man, it's not going to work, man.
Yeah, that's too. He has to go.
I love it. That's a classic, man. That can't be topped. Nah, man. Okay. Well, I tell you what. We did well this time, so I appreciate. Chris, you got any last words? Where you at?
Good show tonight, guys. Bleed Blue all day.
All day. Night, weekend. Millennium.
365.
You called it. 365. Thank you, love. Perfect. Big O.
Yo, what up?
I'm
just about to go ahead and troll some Chicago fan Facebook posts.
Don't do that.
I'm going to go ahead and troll.
Say something for a minute. I got to get my phone. Hold on.
Yeah, but No, all I was just saying is, man, I'm going to go ahead and
I'm sorry, I had to jet for a minute. Okay, continue.
Yeah, I got you.
Continue,
but we're going to go ahead and take this win. It is what it is, man. I love it. You know what I'm saying? We beat the Bears. We beat a good team. But, man, she said we had a caller that said something interesting, man. A lot of these games, man, think about it. We was in these games. First half, we had defense. We just didn't have offense, man. We was in a lot of these games, man. We could have won these games, man. It's just nothing was together. So, you know, just like Jet said, man, it's a young team. First year new coach, new plays again, new playbook, new players. You know, to get this continuity going is going to take some time. So, you know, if you ask me, it's kind of, you know, it's kind of look like it's starting to pick up and it look like it's coming together. So it is what it is. This was a good win. Hopefully we can, you know, knock some people's mouths out on the way back at the mm-hmm. tail end of this season and spoil it for some people, man, and just get, and leave a statement that we'll be back next year, man, bigger and better, man. That's it, man. Until then, man, bleed blue.
Bleed blue. That's the big O. Hey, listen, I got a message from my man. Where's he at? Where he at? From Azul himself. Azul was checking everything out. Oh, man. Oh, you know what? I missed it. I'm sorry. I missed a couple of people. But Azul has some messages from the since he was at, I think he was at the game. But he wanted to call. He has some things. He says, Janoris Jenkins defended well. Alex Ogletree had an outstanding first half with two picks. B.J. Hill game was excellent for two sacks. Vernon is overpaid bum, but give him a credit for the coverage sack. Mario Edwards killed us in penalties. Collins in coverage sucks, particularly that Tariq Cohen play in the fourth quarter. B.W. Webb still hasn't turned around for the pass, but tackle fumble on Gabriel made up for everything he did in the last three games. Pass protection was good, and Eli still forcing balls like the Fuller interception. Wheeler can't hold Khalil Mack, throw it away, Eli. I thought Hicks wasn't playing the Fridge sequel. Wait, I thought Hicks wasn't playing, but he did the Fridge sequel. Yeah, really. Yeah, I know that was kind of weird. Simon sends the walking penalty flag, but huge third down conversion. That's true. Barkley needs some touches in space, like third and 23, almost converted to help set up Rojas' field goal at the end of the half. You know, I thought that field goal took Chicago out of the game for the beginning of the second half. By the way, Gutt shown on fourth down to OBJ for the touchdown. Also, the catch from split end position, hand hurdling for first down, Akamura. I don't know what Steve is trying to write here. Akamura, although is coached up in Vic Fangio defense. I don't know what he's saying here, but that's what he said. You'll correct me later, bro. Held OBJ, but pass interception killed Prince. I don't know what that means. Anyway, Rojas had a good bounce here and never, ever put Landon Collins in pass coverage, let alone covering Tariq Cohen. That's true. And there's lots of crow been on this game. Carl from Chicago, I'll get to you. Please call in on Thursday, man. I know you're listening. Sorry about that. I didn't have all the pieces of this technology that I'm supposed to have when we do these shows. So please forgive me on that one. Man, this has been, look, we won the game 30-27 over another old time team, landmark team, the Chicago Bears franchise, who happened to be 8-3 and probably going to go deep in the playoffs. Like Robbie said, you know, we should be glad for this win. And I think we should. I've come around. But, you know, I have blueitis. And what happens in blueitis is that initial shock of disappointment normally hits you first. And so it kind of runs through your veins. And so you lose your mind temporarily. And so I digress and apologize for that. So Big O being the voice of reason, I appreciate you for calming us down here, man. And speaking of that, you know, I'm going to speak for Frank and Dre Graham and Jason and G6 and Robbie and Manny and Nassim and Christian and Michiru and Billy Bob and just about everybody. And this is the great Azul. We had a hell of a goddamn game today. We won. We should be happy for that. We're 4-8. Maybe some good will come out of this. I'm not sure what, but hey, we're Giants fans, man. We who knows? It's better to be surprised. What's the use of being bleeding blue if you can't be surprised? So hey, listen, you guys, peace and chicken grease. Have a wonderful week. See y'all on Thursday when we do this again, because we got to do it. Remember also, you know, when you're not online and you want to check us out, always download the Bleed Blue shows, man. I mean, because we do things with the Rangers, as you know, and the Knicks on Wednesday night, Rangers on Tuesday night with Ranger Proud. Knickerbocker Ave, Knicks show is on Wednesdays, Wednesday nights normally, sometimes after the game if they're playing that day. And, of course, you know the Giants pregame is every Thursday at 7 or 8 o'clock. Check your listings for that. Check the social media for that. Speaking of social media, you know where to find us too: Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even YouTube. The Bleed Blue Show. That's what it's gonna say. If you want to download the old shows, check us out. You know, you can tune in. You download us from on iTunes or Podcast Republic or tune in on the Stitcher apps. And again, BleedBlueShow.com/podcast for all the recent episodes, even the Yankees, you know, are on our podcast. So, hey, Bleed Blue, y'all. Have a wonderful rest of the Sunday. Have a good week, and I'll catch up with y'all real, real soon. Bleed Blue, sangre azul.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleed blue, 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 bleed blue.